How do you decide which Christian life coaching pathway fits you? Begin by looking at your present calling rather than trying to predict your entire future. You may feel called to encourage people you already know. Perhaps others naturally come to you for prayer, listening, and biblical encouragement. You may want to help people complete Christian growth courses or take faithful next steps in their relationships, habits, spiritual lives, and callings. The Soul Coach ordination credential may fit this kind of beginning. It is especially appropriate for volunteer or part-time Christian coaching service. It gives you a defined role while helping you develop foundational coaching skills, accountability, and ministry credibility. You may sense a stronger calling to lead structured Christian coaching conversations. You may want to help people clarify goals, strengthen relationships, discern their calling, develop healthy patterns, and follow through on responsible action. The ordained Christian life coach credential may fit that calling. This pathway provides more developed coaching preparation and may support someone who hopes to establish an organized Christian coaching ministry or practice. You may feel called not only to coach, but also to serve through broader ministry leadership. You may be drawn to biblical teaching, discipleship, pastoral presence, prayer, ministry development, and Christian leadership alongside coaching conversations. The Life Coach Minister ordination credential may fit that broader calling. It prepares leaders to combine Christian coaching with a wider range of ministry responsibilities. As you reflect, ask yourself several simple questions. Who am I presently called to serve? What kind of conversations am I prepared to lead? Do I mainly sense a calling to listen and encourage, or am I also called to structured coaching and broader ministry leadership? What training am I willing to complete before accepting greater responsibility? What have trusted Christians noticed about my gifts, character, and calling? Do not choose a pathway merely because its title sounds impressive. Christian ministry recognition should reflect actual preparation, character, accountability, and service. Formation comes before recognition. It is also acceptable to continue exploring. You may take foundational courses, complete a Christian growth course, speak with trusted leaders, and gain ministry experience before making a final decision. Some students begin as soul coaches and later pursue additional training. Others recognize from the beginning that they are called to a more developed coaching role or broader ministry leadership. There is no need to compare your calling with someone else's calling. Begin with the pathway that fits your present calling and preparation. You do not need to solve your whole future today. The clearest faithful next step matters most.